to Julian Boyd joins us. Julian, appreciate the time. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well, Julian. And I've had the chance to watch you play the last couple of seasons. And I tell you what, man, your speed, you're just, it's just such a tough guy when you get on the base paths, stolen bases, your ability to leg out an infield hit. But this year, man, you've been hitting the ball with some power as well, hitting 442. But talk about your arm a little bit, because, man, I love it when guys try to run on you. It's a lot of fun seeing you throw guys out.
Well, I have to say, I didn't put in as much hard work with my arm as I have in other parts of my game. Luckily, I was blessed since a kid. Actually, my tryouts for my football team at 6 years old, I wanted to play running back. And when they saw me throw, they didn't let me at all and made me play quarterback. So I was kind of just blessed with the arm.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, there's you're accurate. You got an extremely strong arm as well. Jeff Rogers ever say, hey, Julian, you know, late innings, how'd you like to get on the bump and go out and close out a game for us? And not that Anthony Durbano hasn't been outstanding for you guys in that regard, but if I'm Jeff, I'm a little tempted to see what you could do on the bump.
Yeah, actually, it's been brought up a couple of times, but I don't trust my abilities that much on the mound. I won't lie. And, yeah, luckily, we do have guys like Durbano who we're confident in them closing the door. So I don't think I'm much needed.
Yeah, they need your skills at the plate. They need your skills out there playing right field and in the job that you do out there. Julian Boyd joining us today. Played at Golden West College before coming to Colorado Mesa. Julian, take us through the journey of making the decision to come and play in Grand Junction for Coach Hanks and CMU.
I had a lot of schools in California that were willing to let me come to their school. But after looking at the track record of Colorado Mesa for the 20-plus years that Coach Hanks has been here, it was a pretty easy decision. Got on the phone with Coach McKinney, and he talked about their records, and it was almost a no-brainer. I love winning, and that's what's fun. So it was a really easy decision to come here.
Was there one thing that Coach Sean said to you that really stuck with you that said, okay, that's the thing that clinches it for me? I'm going to go to Grand Junction, play for the Mavericks?
The fact that he said it wasn't too cold was it definitely sold me there. It is a little colder than I thought it would be, but he definitely sold me once he talked about how nice the weather is out here and things of such in Colorado. So once I realized it wasn't too cold, that was definitely something that sold me.
Well, you shouldn't have listened to Coach McKinney about the weather. He's from Wyoming. Of course it's warmer here. And compared to California, though, yeah, it's a little bit chillier here in Grand Junction than it is out in Los Angeles, California. We're talking with Julian Boyd, Maverick outfielder, who's fifth right now in batting average at 442 in the RMAC. Like you said, you've worked in other parts of your game. You have a tremendous arm. We've seen that over the course of your time here in Grand Junction. But take us through the work that you put in at the plate to get where you're at right now, because you're having a sensational offensive season, Julian.
Thank you. Since I've gotten here, Coach Hanks has took some time to really work with me on certain things, especially in my lower half, to make me more explosive at the plate. So it was really just taking the time every day to work on what Coach Hanks has worked on me with. And also a huge part for me has been the mental game. So just reading books and watching videos online of how players go about their mental game, because baseball isn't just physical. So I think the biggest jump for me was what Coach Hanks has worked on me with, as well as the mental game, which has helped me just expand my game and become a tougher out at the plate.
We're tied with Maverick senior outfielder Julian Boyd joining us today on the Team Sports Network. And that had to be a thrill for you guys, for you to be part of some history for Coach Hanks, Julian, when he picked up win number 1,000. That's just an incredible accomplishment for any baseball coach. And you and your teammates helping to make that happen this last weekend over at Colorado Christian.
Yes, that's actually a big deal. We've talked about it a lot we're just really happy to be a part of history. And Coach Hanks, he's really humble, almost too humble. And I actually told him yesterday he needs to toot his horn a little bit. This is an accomplishment that many people will never see, and I think he should be very proud of that.
When you look at last year's team, which, look, this team was loaded offensively. Hayden McGeary, National Player of the Year, Spencer Bramwell, Caleb Farmer, Jordan Stubbings, and all those guys gone. And you're one of the returning guys, along with Conrad Villafuerte, Harrison Rogers, that have had to kind of pick up the mantle this year offensively. And so far, the numbers may not reflect what those guys were able to do, Julian, but boy, you guys have done a sensational job of helping to fill that offensive void left by those really talented players.
Absolutely. I think a lot of that comes down to hard work. These guys, especially some of these new guys, as Paul Schoenfield, Kobe Felix, some of the freshmen, Kennedy Hara, Jonathan Gonzalez, a lot of these guys work really hard, and every day they're at the field early, staying late, really working hard, and I think hard work will produce good results every time.
And I think that it speaks to the tradition that's now at Colorado Mason, has been there for a long time, Julian, of you can lose those kind of players, particularly a guy like McGeary. And here you are, first place in the RMAC, looking for yet another RMAC regular season title. And it just speaks to the depth of the program and the consistency and the culture that Coach Hanks has set. For you guys to lose those kind of players, but here you are, familiar territory, number one team right now in the RMAC.
Yeah, it's honestly amazing to see what Coach Hanks, Coach Rogers, and Coach McKinney have done over these years. It's almost incredible how something like this is even sustainable. And obviously with the work that we're putting in as seniors and the leadership that was passed down to us and we continue to pass down, hopefully it just continues to keep going. But like I said, it's amazing what these coaches have done to just be so consistent with this program. It should really be talked about more than it is.
Okay, let's go back to this past weekend. Of course, history made with Coach Hanks getting win number 1,000. That was extremely important, and we'll talk with him coming up about that. But you're also part of history. The most runs scored in a Maverick baseball game. 38-1 over Colorado Christian, a team that I believe took 3 out of 4 against you guys last year. You get the sweep this past weekend. I mean, what was that like? That'd be like playing the show on rookie mode or something like that. 38-1, you guys beat Colorado Christian. I said a record for the Maverick program in terms of runs in a game. What was it like to play in that contest?
It was a lot of fun. I think that shows how much depth we have. You can put in some guys that have played the bench or some guys that haven't played at all and let them showcase their talent. And like I said, a lot of teams don't have the depth like that. You put in the backups and you might see a fall off. But I think sometimes we can even increase when we put in some guys that haven't played as much. So it just it shows the depth that we have and how we play the game. And like I said, it was a lot of fun. A win by one or a win by 37, it's always a blast.
Yeah, the Colorado Christian, they might disagree on how much fun that game was, but for you guys, it was a blast to roll them 38-1. We're talking with Maverick senior outfielder Julian Boyd with us today on the Team Sports Network. Are you still majoring in sociology? I know sometimes I'll look at the bio, and some of the athletes will say, well, no, I'm not actually majoring in that anymore. Are you still majoring in sociology, Julian?
No, I'm actually majoring in sports management now.
Okay, so what's the goal for you? Obviously, you like your baseball career to continue on past your time at CMU, but what's the goal of a sports management degree for you?
Honestly, don't tell Coach Hanks this, but it would be nice to replace him one day. I love the game. I love leading people, and I would love to be a head coach. Like I said, I love this game. And that's what I see. That's what I see my calling is. I feel like my calling on this earth is to serve. And I don't know a better job for me than to serve kids through this game.
Yeah, Hanks is getting old. It's 1,000 wins. You know, McKinney's got Orion. He's going to be busy at home. Why not? Right. Jeff's probably got other plans down the road here. Retirement on the horizon. Why not you, right? Why not Julian Boyd to lead the Mavericks?
I think so. Shoot. And if you ask some of the guys that have been here while I played, I think they might agree too. A lot of fun.
Well, I think for you, if like I said, moving on in a professional baseball career doesn't work out, maybe being part of this coaching staff at some point, that'd be a pretty cool thing to learn from Coach Hanks and Coach McKinney and Coach Rogers and get that opportunity maybe someplace down the road.
Absolutely. I'm an open book every time I talk to any of these coaches. So joining this staff would be amazing, but also if I was able to take what I've learned here and put it somewhere else, I think that would be monumental as well. What has been done here cannot be duplicated, but it would be nice to just take some things from this program and pour it into a new one.
Julian Boyd joining us today on the Team Sports Network. Your bio says that you're related to the Baltimore Orioles' Dylan Tate. Can you talk about that a little bit, about the connection there, and has he provided some insight, some guidance for you?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's my big cousin. We've been playing video games together since about 2007, 2006. We've been competing against each other for that long. He's been a huge part of my success, and he's a pitcher. So just off the knowledge that he has, the experience, some of the things he's seen as a Major League Baseball player has been huge. And he's always a phone call away, which is a blessing to me. Sometimes we'll FaceTime, and he'll be at Fenway Park and just give me a tour. So I'm lucky to have him as a cousin and let him be a phone call away, and he's been a huge part of my success.
Julian Boyd joining us on the Jim Davis Show. When you talk with him, is it more like words he says that you listen to and apply to yourself, or just kind of the fact that it's a dude you share blood with that's in the majors? If he can do it, I can do it. Which one do you get more from overall from your cousin?
Honestly, I would have to say it's a balance. He's probably the hardest worker that I've seen in terms of this sport. So he can show me what hard work looks like. When I feel like I'm doing enough, he shows me that I could do more. But also, he has shown me that it is possible. And we faced each other before, and he struck me out, but it definitely showed me that I do belong, and I can't compete at the highest level. So I feel like there is a balance in there.
Mavericks outfielder Julian Boyd with us today on the Team Sports Network. You talked about you and Dylan and playing video games for so many years ago. You still enjoy playing video games. Call of Duty, what is it right now for you, Julian, when you do get that chance, maybe on a road trip, a little downtime? What video games are you into right now?
Actually, I play MLB The Show a lot. I can't get away from this game. So, yeah, I play MLB The Show a lot. Actually, the new one just came out last night. So I might have stayed up longer than the coaches would like, enjoying the first night of the game. But I have a blast, and I got to play with a couple of my teammates. So it's always a good time with that.
Chris is coming on soon. We won't say a word about it to him. We won't say anything about it, Julian. I hope you enjoyed playing the show last night, man. Hey, I appreciate you coming on our show today. Thanks, Julian. Appreciate it. Love watching you play. And, of course, Mavericks have Regis coming up this Friday for a four-game series. We'll have the first game coming up this Friday, pregame right around 5:50 on the Team CMU Sports Network. Julian Boyd, appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys for having me.
Take care. Julian Boyd, your next Maverick baseball coach. I like it. Already calling his shot.
Yeah. Already putting the old man.